Natural Solutions with Dr. J, your source for time-tested and cutting-edge natural medicine approaches to optimize your health, with your host, Dr. J. Sordian. In this episode, we are going to have a reading of one of the chapters out of Superbrain, Maximize Your Brain Health for a Better Life. Chapter 1, Part 2 of Superbrain. Chapter 1, Why You Should Care About Your Brain, Your Most Valuable Asset, and Why You Should Know How Your Nervous System Works. Page 20, Written Language. When the stories got too long or were repeated so often as to become boring, or there were too many stories, or for other reasons, people started creating a written system to convey or notate the stories and other experiences they found important for life, fun, feelings, and survival. Over centuries or millennia, the written symbols became complex enough to record things in detail. Thus, the experiences could be passed on, and it is our duty to do this type of writing to preserve our brain function for our future years. As a natural outgrowth of sharing our experiences verbally to others and writing them down, internal reflections occur without effort. In fact, we can't avoid internal reflection because that is actually the source of our ability to share verbally and write down our experiences. Of course, we start as children repeating what we heard from our parents, grandparents, siblings, friends, etc. Perhaps by rote, other times with our twist on it, but soon enough, whether as faithful transcription or fanciful fiction, if not flat out lying. And then this can become an internal dialogue or monologue, unspoken and yet spoken inside our heads. This is the question we may wonder. What is going on inside their heads? When we encounter a silent person, a person who doesn't speak our language, someone who is asleep, or someone apparently awake and yet labeled with dementia, why do we want to memorialize and pass on the experience and wisdom of others? Writing biographies of others is a common and very helpful method. I remember scouring the blue-covered book section in my elementary school library for the biographies of, quote, famous, unquote, people from American history. Getting lost in those stories took me into worlds and times I would never encounter on my own. Quote, I think literature creates reality, or it is not literature at all, unquote. Carlos Fuentes. The study of geographic locations and their features is something we each learn naturally. It is a survival mechanism as a child to find our way home. And as a civilization or even a small community, we have to know the details, features, natural features, and other facts about where we live in order to survive and support future generations, if that is something we actually desire. This can involve plants, water sources, roads, housing, and shelter, and physical topographic features of where we live or travel. Our personal and family survival and happiness depends on various tasks we must want to do. Preparing food, gather food, building things, driving a bike, car, donkey, cart, train, truck, or plane, playing pianos, guitars, zithers, kotos, drums, bongos, trombones, playing sports or card games, healing the sick, making movies, making things. All of these are the products of some human activity. To perpetuate their existence for ourselves and others, We or someone has to pre-practice the detailed process of doing or making them and pass that on to others in some fashion. This might be apprenticeship, large classes, or even sometimes the training can be as simple as an outline how-to-do video. What value does our experience have? We all have experiences and resources that benefit others. Monetizing or making money from them, these requires effort of some sorts. Connecting with others is a key element for making money off our experience and skills. We have to make the effort to meet and communicate effectively with others in order to have the opportunity to sell them on what we have to offer, either to them or others they may know. Just talking is not enough. Demonstrating how something is done is critical in passing on the experience and ability to replicate. For example, teaching someone to dance by simply writing it on a piece of paper is not usually sufficient to create a good dancer. Actually showing the dance student in person exactly how the moves go, the rhythm, the pace, the subtle foot, hand, and arm motions are key. In the case of driving a car, a personal instructor is necessary to not only teach a novice how to drive, but also to evaluate whether this person should be on the road after some practice. Learning to drive from a book alone is nearly impossible. If we want to learn how to do tasks and jobs, it requires effective communication of many details to do a job or task effectively. By effectively dealing with the problem a client is having, the value of that solved problem is evident and payment can be made. Hence, using our various communication skills, visual, auditory, and kinesthetic, all are employed to achieve the desired outcome. When we can effectively communicate what we can do to help someone else, the wheels of commerce, helping relationships, and healthy family dynamics are the results. Using our brain to the highest level of capability leads to a better life. To fulfill our highest purpose, we engage others in the task at hand to get there and to enjoy the journey along the way. To engage and train others, we must personally and completely understand and reflect upon the skills needed. Next, we must systematize the skill. In other words, create a step-by-step process to the degree possible to train someone else. Lastly, and equally important, is to emotionally encourage others to achieve mastery of the skills we want to delegate to others. This is how we turn our job skills into training others effectively and thus leveraging our time. Legacy transmission. We want to pass on a legacy to family and friends, and we do that through training others in the skills and ideas we've developed over the years. Some or all of those may have been passed on to us from generations before us. By training others effectively, we have given others a skill and instill confidence in them. It also gives oneself a confidence that the learnings and skills we have developed or learned will go on as a legacy. This also gives us the freedom to learn new things and to refresh ourselves by letting go. When others are trained, can do what you do, your time and skills are leveraged for your and society's benefit. The experiences that you had are replicated, with perhaps some innovation from your trainees, and you can now create new skills and applications supporting your creativity and innovative nature. All of what we know and impart to others helps future generations. Language and communication skills. Communication skills are an essential part of our life, livelihood, and success in business relationships. Languages are the gateway to knowing others and building relationships. We start out with a, quote, native language, unquote. Some never progress beyond that, but others learn at least one or more others, giving them more joy and options. In fact, having several languages in one's brain is also intrinsically valuable for brain functioning. I encourage people to learn a new language. It shakes up the neurons and invokes new connections and associations throughout the brain. It also improves our native speaking ability because of the differences between languages. What we take for granted is brought up to ponder. When I have learned new languages and taught English to non-native speakers, I have to wonder what certain phrases mean when having to dissect and explain them to the students, like, that dog don't hunt, or between hell and high water, or oodles. In learning another language, we can better detail in what we intend to say to the other person. This greater clarity and specificity helps the other person know better what's going on inside your head, improving the relationship you are trying to create. That closeness creates the human bond. Sharing our, quote, mind space, unquote, with others binds people emotionally. There's also a way to maximize brain health using its communicative skills to create emotional ties. This can be called a kind of cerebral-brainstem merger. We all have five senses, but certain ones can become dominant and others weaker. Knowing that visual, auditory, and kinesthetic, touching, emotions, are the three primary modes for most humans is a key to more effective communication. Brought to us by Bandler and Grinder, and refined by others, the art and science of NLP is based on this observation, and it is well to be cognizant of that when communicating in spoken, written, or nonverbal languages with others. Knowing the sense or mode someone is operating in is like speaking the other person's native tongue. For example, if they are speaking in colors and images, reply in colors and images. That is the, quote, native tongue, unquote, of this moment. Pictures, sounds, and emotions are how we predominantly experience internal and external life, and how we store memories. Of course, taste and smell are mixed in there, as at times, for a delicious or noxious accent. Speaking and writing, and all the modes require many parts of the brain to fire and, quote, speak to, quote, each other. This integration creates a natural power and maximization of brain health. In turn, that makes for a better life for so many reasons. Being able to experience the world in all ways, visual, auditory, gustatory, olfactory, emotionally, and with touch, adds the fabric and vitality for a rich life. Vitality in this life is prolonged by exercising all of the capacities of cross-sensory neuronal activity that keeps the neurons alive and memory and cognitive capacity intact. This is why learning and knowing about NLP is so important to enhance our life's experiences. Importance of habits and patterns. Habits and patterns, as we have seen, are part and parcel of effective living. Habits include routines of eating, drinking water, exercising daily, walking and sitting with great posture, handwriting skills, to name a mere few. The more we are consciously aware of the habits and patterns we have established, burned into our nervous system, the better we are able to choose to use the habit or not. At the same time, knowing other people's habits and patterns helps us improving our relating and communicating to them, if we take the time and effort to do so. If we know others' behaviors, we can adapt how we interact with them and make a more positive connection with them. We also can empathize and identify with their circumstances more effectively and compassionately. So, when I pull together all of my, quote, listening, quote, skills, knowing a mode somebody uses, habits and patterns that make that person's life unique and special to them, and then communicate that back to them in an authentic and spot-on way, communication I intend for the other person actually reaches them in a deep and clear way, with less confusion and misunderstanding. I also like to use the skill sets wrapped up in the bank, B-A-N-K, card system to understand how to communicate better with others, to speak in their language. You can learn more about that system and how to apply it to your own life after playing the personality/value cards game. Go to http://www.playbankco.com/drjbankrapportcards, that's DRJAYBANKRAPPORTCARDS. Or you can also go to www.4-cards.com. Locking in positive experiences. Everyone loves to have great experiences, ones that make them feel happy, understood, taken care of, heard, listened to, supported, the center of attention of the universe. When we can communicate with someone in such a way as they like to be spoken to and heard, that is a peak experience that has lasting positive impact on that person. Or perhaps the positive experience in a personal accomplishment that person achieved, a great recital they nailed, a personal best in sports when everything felt right. A long journey ends up in a magical outcome. Completing a project that others like. Making a music composition that is unique and a hit. These positive experiences are filled with emotion, and when remembered later, bring back that same positive feeling. In and of themselves, they are strong memories. But when we take time to savor them and even accentuate every aspect of the, quote, win, they can become cornerstones of, quote, power that we can draw upon later when we need the energetic or emotional boost. When I am feeling defeated, I can draw on them. When I am feeling tired on a long car drive, I can draw on them and pull up a new alert and awakened state. These good and bad emotional experiences can be boosting or depressing. If we are trying to learn something new, being in a good mood actually makes our learning easier. We learn better when we are feeling positive about ourselves. So, knowing this, how can we improve our ability to help others around us to learn more effectively? I took a course on accelerated learning, and Blair Singer was one of the teachers. A method that he had taught, in which I have passed on, is the, quote, yes, unquote, gesture. When I want to, quote, up my game, unquote, or get out of an emotional funk that is not serving me, I draw on my many great experiences and wins by pumping my arm, using the fist pulling down gesture, and say, yes, yes, yes. It works every time. I also do it with the opposite arm to get a stronger effect and to balance my brain integration. How others know us. Others know us by shared experiences. We are here at their birth. We assist and watch them as they learn to walk, talk, ride a bike, drive. When they have their first cold, first crush on someone, first best friend's fight, a spat with a parent, an exhilarating ride at Disneyland, or their first swim on their own without touching the wall or the bottom of the lake or pool. We feel a deep bond with others by sharing these events at the same time and place. But What about when we aren't there? We can't be there or hadn't even known the person before recently or just now. How can we establish that deep heart-to-heart, "I love that. I felt that. So sorry to hear that," kind of closeness with another soul? Of course, by sharing it through speaking, talking together, or just being a great listener. Hearing the nuances, seeing the shades, the place-time emotions, feeling their journey, the struggles, the losses, the triumphs, the regrets, and the joys. In the midst of that, we also have the experiences we share. Similar times in our adventures, we can walk verbally together, also through our life experiences, so that they are with us there on the journey of our life experiences. We become bonded, linked, and closer by sharing our human experiences. Whether together or in our own imaginations. The power of brainwaves in sync. Bonding hearts and minds. Sharing intimacies. Life. Real and, quote, natural virtual, unquote. The mind linking with other humans that scientists say begins as early as 9 months of age in our personal development. To buy your copy of Superbrain, Maximize Your Brain Health for a Better Life, go to superbrain-thebook.com. That's superbrain-thebook.com. Information can also be found on naturalsolutionswithdrj.com.